Welcome back to A People's Guide to Publishing. I'm Joe Beal, the founder and CEO of Microcosm Publishing and Distribution. I'm also the author of A People's Guide to Publishing, which distills what I've learned from selling millions of books over the past 25 years.
I'm Ellie Blue. I'm the editorial and marketing director here at Microcosm. We are an independent midlist publisher based in Portland, Oregon. We have 14 employees, over 650 titles in print with 20 to 40 new books per year, and we distribute thousands of titles from other publishers.
We started this podcast so that we can share what we've learned with newer publishers so that you can learn from our mistakes.
Or perhaps you just want to better understand the publishing industry.
This week, we are going to talk about two new books about everyone's favorite character to be horrified by.
Not favorite. Oh, to be horrified by.
And to expect other things to be said about, which is sort of the point of these two books.
So, G.G. Allen was The Rock and Roll Terrorist, which is the title of this graphic novel by Reed Chancellor that is out now from Microcosm.
Which is us.
That's us.
Just to be transparent.
Oh, it's probably good. As our podcast, we should maybe say our name.
Mm-hmm.
So, G.G. Allen was this sort of punk rock icon legend, and he's less famous for his music than his, I think, antics is maybe not the right word.
Debauchery?
Yeah.
Path of destruction?
He was a violent dude. This book really comes with all kinds of trigger warnings.
Most of them, really.
If you can think of a trigger warning, that applies to this book.
That's the kid probably safe.
Grew up in an extremely abusive home of a, like, sort of religious, quasi-religious nature of abuse. Mm-hmm. His given name was Jesus Christ Allen. And then he, kind of spent the rest of his adult life leaning into the horrors that he experienced as a young child and somewhat even recreating them. He was really into lots of, drugs and sex, not usually the most consensual kinds. He made music. He was on. He performed kind of in increasingly violent ways. Like, he would attack his audiences while performing. He would poop on stage. He would throw blood around. He would get naked, perform in a jock strap.
And as you can imagine, the combination of open cuts and bruises and fecal matter is often a fairly incompatible formula for one's own health.
He didn't live the healthiest life in his live fast, die
in his
slogan.
Promise and plan was that he would commit suicide on stage at some point, that he sort of changed the date on several times, and then did eventually pass away of events that are undetermined if they were intentional or not, because we can't really know.
But you can read his story here. It's very enlightening if you want to. He's almost like a Trump-like character, I think we...
I don't really think he's a Trump-like
character. Really? I mean, he was not without, the billionaire upper-classness, but definitely, in the sort of blustery, I'm always going to take it to the next level, and I'm going to say whatever shocks people, and I don't care what anyone thinks.
I think the difference is that Gigi really was into keeping his promises, whereas somebody else...
He didn't kill himself on stage, though.
Right, but that didn't... It seemed like that was actually...
Maybe he was trying to.
Yeah.
Got it.
And the reason he couldn't the first time is because he was in prison, which made stages and performances more difficult.
Right, during his...
Yeah.
Well, you can read it all here in Rock and Roll Terrorist, The Graphic Life of Shock Rocker G.G. Allen. I recommend having someone to talk to after you read it. It's pretty intense. And we also have...
The Rock and Roll Terrorist Activity and Coloring Book. And so the point of these two books is that there are a number of books about G.G. Allen already. Though these are literally the first two books that aren't biased in favor and or glorifying of his existence or in other ways pro G.G. I guess you would say, which is as horrifying as it is to say, a lot of the, fascination. It's sort of like serial killer books. Gigi breeds a similar kind of fascination. Mm-hmm. And because he was so unlike anyone else that, you know, it's hard to really get your mind around. Like, he did make some great music, but that seems less about what people are interested in. I mean, with some exceptions, you know. And, like, obviously some of his music is better than others, you know, also.
Normally when I'm editing a book, I, like, listen to the music that is mentioned in it, and I didn't this time. I couldn't bring myself to because it was so intense. Mm-hmm. But maybe I'll go listen to it now.
When I... So, you know, I grew up... when I was into punk rock in the years shortly before his passing. And so I was, you know, just seeing the last, like, 3 years of his musical career, I thought, like, he was a novelty act, like a joke. And it really took, like, some older punks to come back and be like, no, not all of the music is throwaway. Like, there is actual, like, good music here. You just have to sort of get beneath the bluster. And so... But I never could really get into it. But that's neither here nor there, though. I know that some of those people may or may not be the audience yet of this pod. But so, in this book, we sort of take... the graphic novel is, like, the narrative of his life and his story told objectively through, like, horns and halos. Whereas this is sort of, like, a parallel narrative. And I feel like this might be the first ever narrative... coloring book where you really do get story and information that is not included in the graphic novel, and it fills in a lot of the gaps. So these are best consumed together. And so it's like from his childhood of like getting into Alice Cooper to like his dad digging graves for him and his brother, and then like eventually his manifesto where he decided that he would make rock and roll dangerous again, and you know, do his time on Geraldo Rivera and having those kind of moments where he, you know, really sort of created a life like no other. And then, you know, there's word searches and quizzes and things like that to really get to the bottom of understanding a complicated personality. So until next week, where we talk about some books that are differently upsetting.
Thanks for joining us once again.
Please send your questions to podcast@microcosmpublishing.com so we can answer them on future episodes.
And please give us 5 stars on iTunes and everywhere else that podcasts are reviewed.
You can find us on the internet at microcosm.pub.
On Twitter at microcosm.
On Facebook at microcosmpublishing.
On Instagram at microcosm_pub.
And here in Portland, Oregon, on North Williams Avenue.
Thank you so much.
Have a wonderful week.